This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
My wife and I recently moved. About a month after moving, we invited our neighbors over for a get-to-know-your-neighbor potluck. Only one person RSVP'd enthusiastically, so we'll call him Nick. 48 hours before the event, we emailed Nick and indicated he was the only person who indicated they'd be in attendance. We told Nick we'd be happy to have him and that we wanted him to know the group would be small so that he didn't bring a side dish to feed a large number of people. On the night of the event, Nick appeared not to have received our email, and he was surprised by the low turnout and indicated he felt awkward about the situation, as did we. Is there a better way to have handled this? We certainly didn't want to uninvite him, nor did we want to nag by sending a slew of did-you-get-our-message emails to him. We're moving again soon, the curse of young people everywhere, and don't want to repeat this in our new neighborhood. Many thanks, Chance. I think his thoughts were in the right place, but again, when you don't hear back, that's when you want to do anything you can to get back in touch.
It's a little bit on you to follow through on that communication.
As the host, yeah.
Because you've got the critical information. I want to take a big step back and say bravo on having a housewarming party.
Yay, just to get to know your neighbor's potluck. I love it. So inclusive.
And absolutely it's going to be the key to success as you continue to make moves. And I hope that you find yourself landing in a community where you're really happy and that it happens soon.
I hope your next neighbors RSVP more frequently. I can't believe these guys, they didn't RSVP.
Definitely a good reminder that a non-reply does not equal a no RSVP.
Absolutely.
And it does put a lot of burden on a host and on even on other guests in this particular case. But keep following up, and maybe a way to have a follow-up message without asking, did you get that earlier message,
mm-hmm.
would be to follow up with a particular change in plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're changing the nature of the event. We wanted to touch base with you. We were thinking about X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, since it's just going to be the three of us, why don't we go out to dinner?
Absolutely.
Something like that. But again, you can't ensure that the person's going to get it. I would say take your next step, and because my guess is you actually do know which neighbor this is, put a little note on their door.
Yep.
It's so rare that that would be ignored.
And no need for awkwardness. Enjoy your party for three.
Yes, exactly.
And lots of leftovers for everyone.
Hello, Liz and Dan. My name is Melinda, but people often end up calling me Melissa or Melanie or some other variation. Of course, this makes me uncomfortable and I want to correct them, but I also don't want to come across as snobby. If it is said in passing and the professor is asking me a question or if it is in front of a group of people, what's the best way to handle this situation so it doesn't seem like I'm making a big deal, but also so that I get my point across? Thank you, Mel.
Oh, Mel, this is a classic, and there's no need to make too big a deal of it. It's not a fraught situation. You just consistently and persistently remind people of the correct way to say your name until they get it right. And I love how you identify a couple of situations here where you might pause. You might wait just a minute. When your professor is addressing you that way in front of the class, shooting your hand up, no, my name's Melinda. It could seem like a challenging of him in a very public way or her in a very public way. So definitely just check in with them after class. Be like, you know, during class, you called him. He called me Melissa. My apologies. My name is Melinda. And I just want to be sure that you know. It can be a very simple thing. It doesn't need to be a big deal. You're not calling them out. You're just giving them the information so they can get it right next time.
We deal with this all the time. Dan gets actually so many phone calls at the Institute for Danielle. And I get Libby and Lisa, and Lizzie sounds so much like Lindsay when you say it, that I am in your boat, Melinda. I am all the time correcting people.
So just do it and keep it up, and no need to invest too much in it. We hope that helps. Good luck.
Melinda. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is produced by Infinite Guest.